What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Since 1988, Whitetail Institute has been perfecting annual and perennial seed products specifically for hunters who plant food plots. Their seeds have been engineered to be palatable, high in protein, and extremely attractive to deer. Whether you live in the Deep South or Midwest farm country, they have products that will help you grow your best food plot yet. For more information about their seeds and their blends, visit whitetailinstitute.com. Enter the discount code SE15 for 15% off.
The world moves fast. Your workday, even faster. Pitching products, drafting reports, analyzing data. Microsoft 365 Copilot is your AI assistant for work. Built into Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and other Microsoft 365 apps you use. Helping you quickly write, analyze, create, and summarize. So you can cut through clutter and clear a path to your best work. Learn more at Microsoft.com/M365 Copilot.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. Stop waiting around for the perfect candidate. Instead, use Indeed Sponsored Jobs to find the right people with the right skills fast. It's a simple way to make sure your listing is the first candidate see. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs have 4 times more applicants than non-sponsored jobs. So go build your dream team today with Indeed. Get a $75 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Dan Johnson of the Hunting Gear Podcast. I just wanted to send a huge shout out to our partners over at Reveal Trail Cameras for making this episode happen. Go check out tacticam.com/cameras and check out the new Ultra. It's a badass camera. You guys will love it. tacticam.com/cameras. Easy to set up. Buy it today. Get it out in the woods. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Hunting Gear Podcast. My name is Dan Johnson, and today we are joined by Seth Oren. Is that how you say your name?
You got it. Yep, all 8 letters of it.
Nailed it. How you doing, dude?
Doing great. Yeah, good to be here, Dan. Looking forward to our conversation today. And man, we're getting near to the end of August, and that means that elk are going to start bugling out west. Yeah, the air's a little cleaner, the sun's a little brighter, and life is just looking better here as we go down and see the last few days of August. Hunting season's almost back.
I'll tell you this. I woke up this morning, and I didn't feel a lot of humidity in the air. And when the humidity starts to go away a little bit, then you're just like, uh-oh. You start getting that itch, all the good stuff.
Absolutely. And it's just been so hot. You know, we live in Wisconsin. Well, I guess I should say we're moving back to Wisconsin. We live in Idaho right now. But we've been out there for 3 years, and I was back in Idaho about 2 weeks ago. I think it was about 100 degrees. And I told my wife, I said, I saw a bird with a worm in its mouth, and he blew on the worm to cool it off before he ate it. It was so hot.
That's a dad joke, dude. That's a dad joke.
That's right. So yeah, just looking forward to, we're starting to get some cool nights out there at 8,000 feet. And so yeah, just pumped. It's going to be good to just be back in the woods. And, you know, we've had a great summer, but I think all the sportsmen out there are ready for fall to be here now. So,
yeah, I don't know what summer is. Summer to me is like, summer to me is just like family time now. It's not. Yep. I don't do as much. If I'm doing something, like, for example, yesterday I went out and hung trail cameras and tried to hang a tree stand, but I was met with 90 degree temps, probably 80% humidity, and mosquitoes the size of lawnmowers. Like, zip, zip. And I just got crushed, dude. So I decided I am not going to. I'm not going to participate in the rest of this day. I'm going to get back in my truck and drive home. And I got a majority of the stuff done, but anything in the timber, man, was pretty brutal.
Mosquitoes. Oh yeah. Yeah. We were hanging trail cameras and fixing up a couple tree stands here in Wisconsin. And I mean, the same thing, we're down kind of in some marshland. And I mean, well, I've always said, you know, mosquitoes are the state bird of Wisconsin. You know what I mean? They're huge. Same with you guys over there. So, but it's good. And that's what summer's turned into. It's just, that family time. And that way you build up a few more points that you can burn in the fall when, you know, those cool crisp mornings in November start to approach. So
that's a fact. Yeah, that's a fact, man. All right. So we are here today to talk about your company. And I think this is pretty, exciting, maybe not the word, but real. It's a real company for guys who want to maybe go out, who they know they're not going to be able to go out west every single year. Right. And it may require some new type of like gear and equipment, but they don't need to buy it. So talk to us a little bit about what Deep Fork Rentals is and what kind of came with this idea of starting it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was a great intro, by the way. That's exactly what we do and what we're about. So we basically, like I said, I grew up in Wisconsin. I'm a Midwest kid and did my first trip out west in 2018. Started just pretty basic archery mule deer hunt out in the High Plains and had the time of my life, had no idea what I was doing, me and a couple buddies. And that is, you'll find with, you know, I feel like with most Western hunters, especially the ones that travel that maybe weren't born out west, you start scratching that itch and it itches more. I mean, it's just a blast once you get into it. And so what we did is, you know, we started to go every year and that was great. And then all of a sudden, as with most hunting groups, people start to fall off a little bit and it turns into every other year. And actually I ended up moving out to Idaho for a little while. But basically what we do and what we discovered a problem was, you know, this DIY style hunt for basically anybody. And I say anybody, but seriously, probably 80% of the folks that we work with are in the Mississippi River Valley or east. Folks that just did not grow up in a spot and stalk hunting environment. And so what we kind of realized is, look, there's a real barrier that's forming here. One of those things being education, right? So how do I get a tag? You know, even if I had the equipment, how do I get tags? How do I know what to look for? It's a little bit different than the type of hunting that I was, you know, raised doing. And then, the cost, right? So there's that barrier of cost to get into the Western scene, especially if you grew up, you know, primarily ground blind or tree stand hunting in the East or Midwest. And so we looked at this, just our hunting group, and actually we were sitting on a mountain one day in Idaho. And I told my buddy, I just said, look, I'm a little bit scared that this thing is, as you know, things become more expensive and, you know, people just aren't going to be able to travel and come out here because
Right.
Not all of us can just go rip off, you know, $10,000-$15,000 at an outfitter. You know, we have to keep this DIY style hunting alive and make this affordable. And really, that's when Deep Fork Rentals was formed. And we went down the road of saying, you know, we just need to borrow, you know, most people just need to borrow it for 10 days, you know, while they go on their trip, the essentials of Western hunting for spot and stalk hunting. And then, you know, once they get back, they're probably not going to need it for another year or 2 years, you know? So that's really the premise of what got us going.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that too. Like for me, I can justify my spending on getting that type of gear because I do one, if not two, Western trips every single year, right?
Right.
I get that. But that's not what, like, a majority of the people are doing.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Most of our stuff. So, you know, we work, I say most commonly with, a group of guys that, you know, they sat in the Midwest deer camp or deer camp in Pennsylvania or something. Mm-hmm. And every year they talk about, man, it'd sure be nice if we had a muley or an elk on this wall. You know what I mean? As we're sitting around drinking a few beers at night after we just come in from the cold. And we're really, I'm biased, but the best opportunity for allowing that group to go is, you know, hey, we've got people that we work with that can help you get tags and pick out spots. And then we furnish everything from, I mean, all your optics, backpacking equipment, camping equipment, your tent, wood stove, everything you would need outside of essentially your boots, your clothes, and a weapon. We ship right to your door. You take it on your trip, you use it, you give it back to us when you're done. And there's a lot of folks, it's pretty moving actually, that, you know, it's like, I've always dreamed of doing a cool Midwest or out West, you know, mule deer hunt or elk hunt. I just never thought I was going to actually be able to do it and pull it off. And so we work mostly, I would say, with a lot of first timers. And then we'll get, you know, some groups, Dan, that, you know, maybe they hunt with a guy like you, that's a regular, but you know, this guy from the office that'd be like, man, I'd love to go out there one time with you, and you might not need anything, but it's a great way to a segue to get a new hunter into the scene. Is, look, you don't have to go buy all this stuff. You know, you could just borrow it from these guys and you can help him get a tag and, you know what I mean? Show him where to go, but at least he has his own equipment while he's out there.
Yeah. So I look at some of this stuff and I go, your clients probably have 1,000 questions. What are some of the FAQs, right? The frequently asked questions that your clients have about renting equipment before they actually pull the trigger on one of your packages.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say the most popular is, you know, what's in it? In terms of, you know, what are all the different things? We're a little bit different than maybe some of the other things out there that people are familiar with, where it's more of an a la carte. You know, I just need this, I just need that. We kind of do it a little bit differently. And to some, maybe it's shocking at first, but I think people really like the way we end up doing it is we only have two SKUs, meaning we only do it in two different, you know, kind of pieces or parts. We have what we call our camping package, and that's going to be things like, you know, your mattress pad, you know, your sleeping bag. It's going to have, you know, tents. It's going to have wood stoves. It's going to have all these kind of, you know, inflatable pillows, the packing equipment. It's going to have all those, a pack to pack it in with, those types of things. Because we'll have people that just will do some scouting trips and do a backpack trip in the summer, you know, and just borrow one of those. And then we have the sportsman package. And basically what that is, and you can look at it on our website, but it's a camping package plus optics, rain, you know, binoculars, spotting scopes, tripods, range finders. We even throw a rifle bipod in there. All the stuff that you would really need to be successful in a Western hunt. And so we don't do too much, like I call it onesie twosies. Like I just need to borrow, you know, those game bags or a bone saw, some of those other things that we throw in that pack. We basically just, you know, it all comes, everything you would need, all comes to your door. And for some people at first they're like, well, I already got about, you know, maybe five out of those 20 items. Well, what happens in from experience in the backcountry is something breaks, or, you know, somebody leaves game bags on the back of the truck, you know what I mean? And pulls off, and now all of a sudden you're missing something. So it, a lot of it can be an insurance policy too of, you know, we have groups that, you know, they're veteran hunters. They just rent a kit, throw it in the truck, and at least they know that there's a spare of everything that might, they might need while they're out west. So that's probably the number one question is what are all the things in there? And I could continue to rattle them off. The easiest way is look on our website. It's pretty clearly defined. If you just go to deepforkrentals.com, look at rental equipment, and it pretty clearly lays out those two packages. But yeah, that's number one, Dan, I would say.
Gotcha. And this is just a question that popped up into my head. Yeah. Is it illegal to rent a weapon, like a gun or a bow? Can you even do that?
You know what? I've to be honest with you, I haven't ever really looked into it. You know, when we got going, I think for us, it was just a question of liability. You know what I mean? In terms of, you know, something happens to somebody, but you know, I could see, I have no idea. I mean, I know these outfitters.
I'm guessing probably not. In this world we live in. I'm saying if you're going to go, if you need a rifle, get a friend's rifle.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Borrow a rifle from your buddy. Yeah.
I've never seen anybody renting bows and rifles or muzzle loaders, but.
Yeah. Could be. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
another idea.
I don't know. It just popped in my head and I was kind of curious about it. Let's get it a little bit into like the demographics. Right.
Sure.
A little bit more. So are your clients, because you also have something on here that's this virtual planning session.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about what is a virtual planning session and what does it all entail?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So we started doing this. And so this will be year three now for us. So we've been at this for a little bit of while. And again, just trying to really, our goal is, we rent equipment, we do all these things. But really the goal being is to, be a way to maintain this DIY experience, keep the DIY, you know, capabilities out west alive and well. And so what we discovered is, yes, we have folks that need equipment. We have folks that don't necessarily know how to apply for points and get points and find tags and leftover tags. And then there's folks that, you know, now I've got a tag, I'm going to get my equipment, but you know, I don't know how to find elk on a mountain. And so we've actually, you know, we've done some of this ourselves, and we actually ran into a guy, Jaden Bales, with Hunt West. And we work hand in hand together, on some of this stuff. Jaden does a phenomenal job, with especially folks that want to go in deep, that, you know, are like, look, I want to get in, I want to backpack in, I'm going to be there for a week. I mean, he does a phenomenal job with stuff like that. So we work hand in hand on some of these things, together with Hunt West. And Jaden's a phenomenal guy. We've become friends, so that's pretty cool. But really, that's what we're doing. A part of these virtual plans is, you know, it's generally going to be a plan for, you know, when you come to us and you say, here's what I want to hunt. I want to hunt, a mule deer in Idaho. And I want to do it, you know, the third week of October. What are my options? Or I want to hunt an elk in Montana, with a bow. You know, what are my options based on points, availability, all these things. And so we'll help people go through that application. And then of course, if people need, you know, help learning how to use, you know, some of these mapping tools that are out there that are phenomenal. There's just, some of them are getting to the point you need a PhD to understand what's going on in there, you know, with all the layering and everything else and just where you can and can't drive, you know, or walk to or access. Yeah, we'll get on with people too and just kind of walk them through, you know, just kind of the basics of some of these mapping tools, and try to come up with a rough idea of, here's a plan A, B, C, D, and E, when our group is out there. Really more so, you know, I always say, Dan, like, I can drop pins till I'm blue in the face. You know, we've all done it. You know, try this, try that. And I wish I could guarantee everybody that there's animals there. And you know, I don't know, maybe a quarter of the time they are. But what we really focus on is the education piece. Look, here's some of the layers that maybe you didn't use in the Midwest that apply to going out west, you know, right. So that when you're doing your scouting, right. You know what to look for. You're not just going to the five pins that we sent you. We really try to focus on that educational component of here's some of the things, you know, tried, trusted, and true methods for us of what to look for that can kind of lead you to the X that, you know, you can punch a tag over.
Yeah. And so it's not just about the equipment, really.
Yeah, right.
It's also just about like anything about your hunt.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Anything at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I had, you know, you get all sorts of very interesting questions, you know, yeah. you know, kind of going back to your, what are some FAQs? And there's a laundry list of those. And then there's a bunch of stories around what are some of the most interesting questions that I've ever been asked. And I think, top of the list right now is, I got a guy coming out this year and it's going to be his 21st birthday while he's out west. And he said, where's the nearest tavern I can get a drink at for my 21st? It ends up, it's about 2.5 hours away, but we can find that for you.
Hey buddy, I need to get hammered before I go up into an elk hunt, which is a bad idea, but,
right.
But you can't tell, this is America. You know, you can be free.
That's right. I said that you better hope that it's 78 degrees in that, you know, that the place opens from noon to two, because otherwise you're going to miss a hunt.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. So outside of the products, how many days do you recommend? What is the shipping process? So if I go to you, I say, hey, I need the, I'm going to pull it up so I can tell you exactly what it's called. You have the Sportsman rental package. That's one of them. Okay.
Yep.
It's $75 a day. I call you and I get this set up and I go, hey, I need it for 8 days.
Yep.
Right. What's the next step from there?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's a great question. So basically how people work with us is exactly what you said. They call us, they send us an email. Hey, I need, I'm leaving on this day. And again, kind of this conversation is framed around an East Coast or a Midwest hunter. You know what I mean? And we say, okay, you know, here's the day that you guys are leaving. Here's the day that you plan to come back. And we'll put that in, make sure that we have everything. But then I always recommend a day before. We always schedule a day before your group is planning to take off for the unit to arrive, whether we ship that to you or drop it off ourselves. We do have some distribution between the Midwest and the Southeast, out of Madison, Wisconsin, and then out of Madison, Georgia. So that's easy to remember. So we've got distribution in the Midwest and the Southeast, and we're not afraid to ship anywhere else. But we'll make sure it arrives early. But I always want everybody to schedule a day before they leave, in case, you know, FedEx and UPS have their mishaps, but more so because, I recommend everybody, look, adjust that yoke on your backpack because, you know, probably the guy that was wearing it before you, you know, we clean everything when we return it. But if there was a, you know, a guy different size, you know, from you that used it before, you want to make sure that fits right. You want to do that in the comforts of your living room, but instead of on the side of a mountain saying this pack doesn't fit me right. Learn, if you've never used a tripod or a spotting scope before, take it out in your front yard or go to a local park, you know, in that afternoon before you guys are going to take off and just make sure you understand, you know, the dials and the adjustments and everything like that. Set your tent up. You know, I mean, we have tutorials for all these things, but, you know, we work with Seek Outside on their tents, you know, the TP tents and stuff, but just go through a quick run through while it's flat, warm generally, or, you know what I mean? And understand how all these work. And I can't emphasize just becoming familiar with our equipment the night before you guys take off. You know, you just hear some horror stories of, well, yeah, you know, it was a pretty tough pack out because I never adjusted the pack. And then I carried 200 pounds worth of elk over a 2-day period. And, you know, my back gets sore. Take the time, get it there early, adjust it. So yeah, it'll arrive a day early. You take it on your hunt. And then once you get back, we'll either come pick it up. Again, same distribution, you know, we're kind of rolling all over in the fall and spring. Cause we do a lot of spring stuff too, along with the fall, but otherwise we'll just get you a UPS label or a FedEx label. And, you just slap it back on the bin. And if you can just drop it off, it'll come back to us. And then, we'll clean it, sanitize it, repackage it and send it to the next group and, you're done. So it's a very easy process. We try to make it as easy as possible.
Yeah. All right. As we all know, going out into some of this terrain is difficult. It is rocky. It is dirty. It is wet. What happens if something is busted, broken, soiled, and like, are we responsible for fixing it? Or worst case scenario, something is lost. Like, you go and set your binoculars down, you go on a stalk, you can't remember where you put them and you don't find them. That kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
What's the policy?
Yeah. So our policy is just, it's a good old fashioned, you break it, you buy it type of thing. So, you know, we do try to have warranties with all of our partners that we work with, thankfully, most of our customers are really good. We did have a story that comes to mind is, you know, we had a guy snap a hiking pole, you know what I mean? In the tailgate of a truck and things happen. We just go through, once we receive units, we just go through. We don't get upset. I mean, look, this stuff is made to be outside. It's going to get scratches. It's going to get mud. It's going to get dirty, dusty. We don't really care as too much about that because we're going to clean everything anyway. It's more so like, okay, we got to buy a new hiking pole because one got snapped in half. We just do this is what it costs to replace. And we just work with you on that. It is how we take care of that. So, pretty straightforward. Luckily for us, I mean, we've been doing these, like I said, this will be year three and very minimal issues, that we've had over the years. And we're lucky for that. So I think, a lot of people are just grateful to be using high quality equipment. We partner with some of the major brands on putting those in the units that we ship out. And so it's not like you're dealing with, cheap Amazon crap. Sometimes those things are helpful. I try to refrain from, and use a little bit nicer quality stuff, that we're going to be using for weeks at a time. So.
Yeah. So do you pay up front?
Yeah, we do a 50%. So we do get busy, and we're blessed for that. So basically, our busy time is once people start finding tags out, late spring, early summer, we start taking deposits. We take 50%. That holds and guarantees your equipment for the fall. And in the spring, we'll have people do holds too for spring bear and spring turkey. So we take 50% up front. Just to hold your spot, guarantee that you're going to have everything that you ordered. And then afterwards, once we, inventory everything, the second 50%.
Gotcha. What happens when, there's a scenario, and this is not only from this is a logistics question for you guys.
Yeah.
And hey man, I am on the elk. I'm on the mule deer. I'm going to extend this 5 more days.
Yep.
Or this hunt 3 more days or whatever the case is. Do I just keep it? Or because I can see how that would have a downstream effect on other guys.
Yes.
Who have scheduled. How do you handle that?
Yeah, absolutely. 100% without a doubt. If you're chasing a big bull, just let us know. And we've got spares. We never, it's kind of like nothing more. I fly in the airplanes a lot. It's like nothing more frustrating when it's like you paid for a flight, then they overbooked the plane. And then it's like the scramble drill begins. So we really do a pretty good job with maintaining a little bit of fluff in that situation. Cause that comes up, I called my boss. I got 3 more days off. Do you mind if I hang on 3 more days? 99.9% of the time, it's going to be, no problem. So we've never run into a situation where it was a problem. Let's put it that way. The goal is, our goal through this whole process is, one of the things we put in our bins is game bags. Again, just something that you wouldn't normally need for hunting a whitetail. You're used to just throw them in the bed of the pickup truck. But hey, our goal is that you don't return those meat bags. Those we don't like charge people for those. We just throw them in. Is that's our, we want to see as many meat bags gone as possible. Cause that means that, our customers are being successful. So, it's a good indicator for us of how well we're doing is, if we got, 3 out of 4 bins that come back and no meat bags when we inventory them, rock on,
Yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Do whatever it takes, guys. That's the message there.
What else do we need to know about your guys's business, how it operates, what people like, is payment by credit card? Is it by check? Is it by Venmo? Like is it done online or over the phone?
Yeah. Yeah. So we do, I mean, pretty much anything. The easiest is, you know, our traditional customer is going to, you know, we're going to say, okay, here's the dates that we need our stuff for. Here's all the equipment that we're going to need. Basically just send you over email, a pay link. You can throw your credit card in there and good mm-hmm. to go. I guess we could, I mean, that's what we've done for everybody thus far. I mean, I guess we could, if somebody wanted to do something differently, we could probably figure it out. But this day and age, and just with the demographic that we work with, we're just in a credit card society of, it's just so much easier to just, here's the link, throw it on the card, and be done with it. That the payment process, you know, is very easy. Now we are excited. We're working on a new website that hopefully is going to be live in after the first of the year. And it's going to be a little bit, I feel, easier for everybody involved. Right now, it's a little bit more of a manual back and forth process. And that won't go away. I mean, you can always, you know, the direct number to my cell phone is on our website. That's our customer support is, yep. You know, there's me and a couple guys, like, you're going to talk to somebody that cares about you. But with the new website, what'll be cool is it's going to be a little bit more like some of these, like Airbnb would be a good, you know, example of where you go on there, you highlight the dates, you know, that your trip is going to be for, and then it'll give you the option of, I need, you know, two sportsmen and a camping and a, you know, a Sikh tent and a stove, or, you know, whatever those items may be. And that way you don't even have to talk to somebody. You can just check out just like it would be, an Airbnb rental or something like that. And then all that's going to do is generate a pick ticket for us and make sure that we're not overbooking or overlapping, with other customers, and that the availability is there for you, and you'll know that instantly. And I think that'll streamline this process a little bit, Dan, and everybody's excited about it.
That's cool, man. That's cool, man. It's just another way to get people hunting, right?
Yeah.
And doing it on a budget friendly. There's everything is expensive these days. And I know that there's going to come a time when I'm going to try to pull a bucket list hunt, go to Alaska or Canada for something big. And I'm only going to use the stuff one time, and I definitely don't want to buy it. So this would be a great option for something like that.
Yeah, we actually really started getting into, I had a trip planned to Kodiak this year and had to move some things around, so it didn't end up working. But we've kind of been getting in with some of these folks that are doing a lot of these like caribou hunts and these Alaskan or Canada hunts, even where, you know, hey, I've been hunting out west even for however long. I just don't have a light packable stove that I can take in 6 miles. Right. Maybe we've been using a wall tent, and that's really, it's becoming a popular item for us is just even to have a nice warm place to stay. But again, you might not need it again. You know what I mean? And nothing's getting any cheaper, at least that I've seen. So if you can just pay a pretty, you know, that's what I tell everybody. Look, guys, it's, you know, say most the average person is going to have our stuff for 10 days. That's about the average. So for $75 a day. So for $750, and you really think about it, that ain't even going to get you the spotter. You know what I mean? To buy the spotter, much less a backpack and all the other things that are in there. There is no, and I've found a cheaper way to do this and still have quality equipment and have everything you need while you're out there. And that's really, again, the whole thing behind, you know, Deep Fork Rentals has been to preserve the we really just care about these public lands that most of our hunters are going on. And we care about the opportunity because, unfortunately, it is a little bit of a to-do to go from the Midwest and the East Coast out west. And so the more people that we can encourage to see and hunt and appreciate these lands, the more support that they're going to get in the DIY culture is going to stay alive and well. And that's really at the core of what our mission is.
Yeah. Okay. Last question here has to do with the sleeping bag. I'm... two guys. There's two different guys. There's the 5'5" dude, right?
Yeah.
And then there's the 6'8" dude, right?
Yeah.
Do you have sleeping bags to match, a variety of different sleeping bags to match someone's size?
Yeah. Yeah. We actually even have I sleep in a double sleeping bag just so I could, you know, sprawl out in that thing.
Yeah.
And that is a good point, Dan. So like, you know, some of these elk hunts, you know, early September, it's still pretty warm out there. You don't need the tent and all the heat. You don't need a 20 degree sleeping bag, you know what I mean? Or a negative 10 degree sleeping bag. So we'll really transition as the year goes on, or the hunt that, you know, we're very personal with our customers. You know, we'll kind of change what we're sending you based on what your hunt is. And that's just from experience. You know, for example, a number of years ago, it would be 2 years ago now, I'm actually pumped to get back down there, but I did a coos deer hunt, pack-in coos deer hunt in Eastern Arizona with a buddy of mine. And, you know, we went in, it was third week in November. And it's like, you know, my mind is telling me third week in November, the Wisconsin guy in me's going, man, it's going to be chilly. You know, that's, you can see, you know, negative temperatures. You go down to Arizona and, you know, you think Arizona's warm, but, you know, 75 degrees in the day and 40 at night. It's, you know, that same, you know, kit we just sent to the mule deer guy going to Montana, we better make sure we swap out this equipment so he isn't roasting down in Arizona on a coos deer hunt. So we're dynamic in what we do. And that's why we really try to get to know our customers. Actually, you know, most of the people we work with, I feel like we become friends. You know, everybody's trading pictures and, yeah, you know, look what we ended up doing this year, this and that. And so we really create and foster a wonderful relationship. We have the best customers. And because of going and understanding their hunt and what they want to do, and you know, just being personal with them, I think is what makes the difference in making sure that we nail it on what we're sending to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Anything else that we need to know about your company here before we shut her down today?
Yeah, I would say, no, it's great to be on here. And I would say, you know, if there's some folks that are, you know, still, you know, that have a Western trip or a hunting trip on the books, even, you know, if you're a Midwest hunter, one of the most fun whitetail hunts I ever had, you know, or an East Coast hunter, I got to throw those guys in there too. But we went and hunted. We were hunting private land growing up our whole lives. And a buddy of mine and I, 1 year decided, hey, let's boat up this river and go hunt on an island in northern Wisconsin. And yeah, I encourage, you know, folks that if you want to shake up deer camp a little bit this year and do like a pack in Midwest whitetail hunt, it is some of the most fun you'll ever have. And yeah, if you need, you know, even think about, you know, some of that equipment of just needing that pack out equipment just for that. You might not need all the optics, but if you need a tent and, you know, all the camping stuff to go, you know, pick an island somewhere in your state or, you know, a river bottom somewhere and get up in there and try some new country. It's an awesome hunt. And so I would encourage anybody to think about doing that. I'll plant that seed, Dan. And then as far as anybody going out west, look, we still do have some availability in some of these slots. If somebody's, you know, can't get something or still needing something, you know, and is interested in still renting it this fall, we are still available to do that. And I would also, you know, tell anybody, hey, look, if you're with a group that you guys already have everything, kind of run that through your mind about that insurance package. You know, think about just, you know, maybe just renting one and everybody can kind of steal, you know, stuff out of it over the week. And then return that. And it's pretty cheap when you split that four ways. So, that's really my, I guess, my concluding notes on, you know, there's still some availability this fall, and don't be afraid to, you know, tell your buddies to try something new every now. I got a buddy of mine. He gets a little bit mundane in how he likes to hunt and likes to do the same thing every year. So I push him to try some new stuff and see some new country.
There you go. You're going to ship me a John boat if I want to do one of those island hunts?
I haven't figured out how to get one of those in a TN.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
To say approved bin yet. And
there you go.
And once I figure out how to get that thing underneath an airplane in a TSA bin with wheels on it, Dan, you'll be the first one that gets a John boat in the mail or take it on a plane, you know.
That would be hilarious. I live near an airport, so I see planes flying in and out all the time. And yeah. So it'd be funny to watch a plane overhead and then, is that a John boat underneath of it?
That's right. It would be like, they think it's like military or something.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
No, it's just Dan going on an elk trip.
No, some redneck sitting in it with one of those big mud motors. Love it. All right, Seth, man. Thank you very much. If you guys want to find out more about Seth's company, go to deepforkrentals.com. Take a look at everything that they offer. And I'm sure on the contacts there's some more information about how to get a hold of them. I'm sure you guys on Instagram and all those places as well.
Yep. You can find us on the socials. If you're looking for a couple grip and grins, to get you excited for the season, we got some deadheads on there. So check out some of our customers. It's pretty cool.
Perfect. Seth, man, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network. And this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.